Well, hello, it's Brian here, and I want to chat with you for a second about spiritual comfort. I used to think that it was the words in the prayers that would deliver spiritual comfort. Actually, it's the feeling. And once again, we can choose our feeling of joy. And I find that when I'm at a vibration of joy, I feel aligned with the everything. With the higher power, with God, the creator, whatever word you want to use for the infinite. And so joy is often considered a key component of this spiritual comfort, to feel it, to pray as the feeling. For some people, this joy comes from a sense of connection to a higher power. Through our prayer, through our breath, through our meditation, or any of the other spiritual practices. For others, joy comes from a sense of connection to the natural world, or the sense of everything is connected, the oneness with all living things. It can be a powerful antidote to the feelings of fear, anxiety, despair. It can help to bring a sense of hope and positivity in good times. And imagine choosing joy in those dark moments, in the anxiety, the fear, and what a lighthouse we can choose to become. And so when we can give unto others service, a life of service is a life of meaning. And what if we can be the inspiration for others to find spiritual comfort through our joy, through this feeling that we radiate? And so check in right now. Are you feeling joy? Do you want more joy? And let's go to the chair, right? The sit, breathe, think, and feel. I want you to find your favorite chair. Notice how your feet are gripping the earth. And where are you? Are you in the past? Are you right now? Are you in the future? Maybe you want to bring in your desires. Let's go there. I want you to breathe in. I want you to put your fingers where you think the center of your heart is. I want to breathe into the heart for these 7 deep breaths. So breathe in through the nose, into your heart. Breathe in and breathe out through the heart. Breathe in. Imagine connected to everything. You are safe. You are loved and love. Last one, breathe in and laugh it out. Joy is your birthright. It's my favorite way to pray. Just remember, feeling is praying, and we get more of what we pray for. So if you pray for worry, you will get more of that. If you pray with joy, you will get more joy. Let that joy wash all over you and know that you can be connected to the creator or source or God or the oneness. Anytime you sit, breathe, think, and feel what you desire. You choose your feelings. Take a few breaths and just notice how you feel now compared to before you did this chair of joy experience. This feeling of gratitude, this feeling of joy. It's your birthright. It's always here. It's waiting for us to connect to it. What if you were to choose joy? What if you were to pray with joy, this feeling of joy? With continued practice, you'll be able to increase your ability to shift out of discomfort and reconnect to this place of spiritual comfort. Ease and joy are your birthright. I invite you to carry these good feelings throughout the rest of your day. This is Brian wishing you joy and spiritual comfort today and anytime that you need it.